Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
50-minute mark on the Fan. That's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Fan weather. That is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. It's going to be hot all week in the 90s, pretty much the entirety of the week, and it will be hot tonight as well. And staying clear, the low at 80 degrees. Got home from a week-long vacation yesterday. And when you either rent or own a home, we still just rent as of right now, Dom. But we didn't turn the AC. We turned the AC off when we were gone. I mean, we're going to be gone a whole week. You know, we don't want that electric bill to be super high when we're not even in the house. A cool 86 degrees when we got back yesterday.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so we had the fans going in the bedroom last night, and by this morning it got back to where we normally like to have it. We normally have it chilling around like a Jaromir Jagr level. You know, we keep that baby at 68 pretty much all year round. It's Donnie in for the guys this afternoon until 6. We also have PM Team Overtime leading you to the North Shore Tavern leadoff show. Dan Zangrilli has that, as the Pirates are in Milwaukee tonight, beginning a series against the Milwaukee Brewers. 7:40 first pitch. Dom DiTomaso is with me behind the glass. And we are about a month away from the Major League Baseball trade deadline. We've already seen one massive MLB trade in the last couple of weeks. Rafael Devers going to the Giants, then hitting his first home run for San Francisco, conveniently against his old team, the Red Sox, doing that last week. The Pirates will certainly be a seller at the deadline, a position they find themselves in far too often. The feeling last year was a little bit more fun, I would say. They were a buyer, a small buyer, but a buyer nonetheless, because they were actually in it. They were in the thick of things. You go back and look, this time last year, the Pirates were in the thick of things in the National League playoff race. It was fun. It was fun to see what this team did for the first half of the 2024 season. Then it went crashing down to earth very badly the last couple of months, and that carried into a horrific start to 25, and it cost Derek Shelton his job ultimately after 38 games with the club. But last year, around this time, in the midnight hour of the trade deadline in 2024, the Pirates grabbed Isaiah Kiner-Falefa and Brian De La Cruz. That won't be the case this season. In fact, by this year's deadline, they could already be parting with the two notable names that they acquired about a year ago. De La Cruz was dumped after the season. He did very, very little in a Pirates uniform his time in Pittsburgh will be forgotten if it's not already. It'll be up there with the Lonnie Chisenhall type tenures with the Pirates, although to De La Cruz's credit, I guess he at least played in some games and wore the uniform for them. But the Pirates did not make a mistake by letting him go in a move that some may have thought, I think I even mentioned it a few times, like, oh, watch, this guy will go to the Braves and he'll end up having 20 home runs and the Pirates will look like idiots. Because, yeah, unfortunately, that tends to happen from time to time. Not in this case. De La Cruz has been horrible with Atlanta this season. He has spent some time in the minors. He has zero home runs. He has an OPS of 453. He has a slugging of 213, one of the only people in baseball to actually have a worse slug than Key Brian Hayes. He also is hitting just 191 on the season. So they did not make the mistake with Brian De La Cruz. IKF, a little bit of a different story. He hit 292 with an OPS plus of 114 in Toronto last season when the Pirates acquired him. He was having by far his best offensive season. He didn't quite carry that over here, but he's had a decent year, I would say. He's been cold as of late, colder as of late, but still hitting 275. He was around 300 or over a couple of weeks ago. OPS plus of 84, so a little down from where he was, but not a bad player by any means. A decent bat to have late in your lineup. The Pirates, and I assume any team that would try to acquire IKF's talents, would have him at 8 or 9 in their batting order. He also has use in the field and can play several different spots, even though he's mostly been a shortstop while in Pittsburgh. He was one of the names that Dan brought up 15 to 20 minutes ago and said, I wouldn't quite put him at the level of Andrew Heaney, who is a near guarantee to be gone. I would say Heaney's about 99.9% that he's out of here. There's always that 0.1% that could say otherwise. IKF, I bet as we get closer and closer, that percentage will rise. Knowing his abilities in the field and knowing how he could contribute to a contender, even in a bench role, even in a super utility fill-in role, I think IKF, Adam Frazier, they both fit into the category more so of guys that will be gone within the next month. Bob Nightingale is reporting that the Yankees and Giants have their eyes on IKF and thinks it's logical that he will be available at the deadline. He should be. Where the Pirates are at, even though IKF has been a nice player to watch in Pittsburgh, it just makes sense for that to happen. Expiring contract, they didn't take advantage of having a good team while he was here. Do I like him? Yeah, I do. But it would be smart business having a 30-year-old utility man having a pretty solid season at the plate if a contender gives you a phone call and gives you a pretty good offer, I would say take it. But who else will be in that spot? I mentioned Heaney. He's as good as gone. He will follow that lineage of Ben Cherington, lefty veteran starters that are signed and then dealt by late July. Adam Frazier, another name I just mentioned, having a good enough season to garner interest elsewhere. Hitting 254 again, can play all over the place in his age 33 season, has a few home runs, has knocked in 20. He can be a bench guy for a contending team down the stretch. I think there are a few relievers that could and probably should be dealt by next month's deadline. Dan and I went over a few of those names. Caleb Ferguson, he's a pending free agent. He's a lefty. Those always are a little bit more prone to moves around this time of year. An ERA under 3 in over 33 innings. David Bednar has refound his form. He looks a lot better. The eye test and the numbers back that up. I would almost vote to take a trade on him sooner rather than later, just in case he falls off the wagon a little bit in the next 30-plus days. And I say that while saying that Bednar deserves a lot of credit for getting back to form or close to it, because things were ugly last season. He looked like a lost cause to start this season. That first series in Miami was difficult to watch. I know it's hard to put everything on him, but still, it was difficult to watch him early this season. But the ERA is down to just above 3. He has pitched just under 27 innings of relief, has 10 saves on the season in sort of a part-time closer role because he's splitting those duties with another guy that should be on the move, and that's Dennis Santana, who did get suspended last week. Dan painting a different picture than what the video put out there on social media showed, but nonetheless, you just hope that what happened last week doesn't soften that market, because he has been mostly nails for the Buccos in 2025. 1.62 ERA over 33 innings, and I said a handful of saves to his credit as well. So both Bednar and Santana will be attractive to teams that think they are missing a late inning bullpen arm. Maybe not a closer, but if a team out there thinks, hey, we need a guy for the seventh, we need a guy for the eighth, spots that will be high leverage in the postseason, the Pirates have two. Santana, absolutely. And Bednar, given how he has pitched as of late, getting back to himself, I think there will be teams calling for both of those guys, and I think it would be in the best interest if the Pirates moved on from those guys. You can piecemeal together a bullpen a little bit easier than you can a 1-9 in your batting order. The Pirates seem to be piecemealing their batting order and mostly have a bullpen figured out. They have it kind of backwards. The pitching is pretty figured out for the Buccos. It's the offense that is way, way, way behind. But they should take advantage of having some arms that will garner interest. And there's plenty of reason to believe why Ben Cherington won't get the best back. I know that's a concern for people. That shouldn't make you afraid to trade anybody, though. That would put you in a very difficult spot as an organization. Do I want him in charge of the trade deadline? Absolutely not. But the problem is, that's what it's going to be. Having the conversation about guys like Santana and Bednar is a whole lot different than having this conversation about Paul Skenes that popped up early in the season. That's a trade I would never trust Ben Cherington to make. But you have to allow something and someone to be dealt. You can't just sit back on your hands and say, well, we don't trust the GM to make trades, so we will continue to have decent pieces on a bad baseball team get wasted and not be able to get anything in return. Some of those returns could be long shots. They could be those 17-year-old shortstops that got picked up internationally from the Dominican Republic, who never see the light of day in Major League Baseball. Yeah, you get those. And maybe those returns happen more often than you would like, but you have to at least take a shot with a few of these guys that you have, that even if they are under control, you have to ask, will they be on the team when this team is ready to contend? I mentioned Bailey Falter a few weeks ago on Bucco Talk. I brought his name up to Dan a little bit ago. That's not an idea that I'm necessarily in love with. I'm not married to that because he's done well here, but he is a lefty who often get overpaid for. He is still under team control for the next couple of years. That is attractive to people. I think you're doing yourself a disservice if you don't at least take phone calls on that. So the Pirates are going to the deadline as sellers. Who should be on the table for them to get rid of? Who should be on the trade block? I say Heaney, Santana, Bednar, probably IKF and Adam Frazier. They are the easy ones to go. So we have five in that category. How many am I missing? Would you add Falter? Would you add Mitch Keller? Would you add anybody else on the offensive side? 412-928-9370. Want to take some of your calls on that. Pirates trade deadline chatter about a month away. Coming up next at 412-928-9370. A weekend review coming up at 3.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
30. Video 93.7 The Fan. Donnie Chedrick in for Pony and Chris this afternoon. Pony in Myrtle Beach. Chris took a Monday-to-Monday vacation, very strategic on his end, to Florida, so he is supposed to be back tomorrow. Some people were wishing Pony a permanent vacation to Myrtle Beach. That was just sort of par for the course when I saw him posting about going there. You ever get that wished upon you, Dom, a permanent vacation somewhere? Like any of your professors at Syracuse maybe wishing you a permanent vacation?
No, oh, no doubt. And I'm sure on social media the past couple of weeks, people have definitely been wishing me a permanent vacation. You know, you mentioned we have Jaws on here on the TV in the studio. The mayor in Jaws, he's becoming one of the biggest villains, I think, in movie history. The more and more I watch it.
Up there with Grandpa Joe and Jenny from Forrest Gump.
Right up there. 1, 2, and 3.
He was a horrible mayor, and you pointed out, because this was on last night, I texted you when I saw it was on TV for the 50th anniversary, and I knew you would be watching it, and you brought up something to me that is incredible. How the hell did this guy get reelected?
They brought him back.
Who was voting in Amity back in the late 70s here to bring this guy back as mayor? I mean, there is a like 25-foot great white shark in their waters, and he says, let's get some people in the water. We took down a large predator that supposedly harmed some baiters, is what he said. That was the exact quote. Like, yeah, no, it ate a kid in half, Mayor.
And the people are like, you know what? I want him back in charge. I trust him.
That was a good point brought up by you. I have no idea how that bird got reelected.
And the other thing I've thought the more and more I watch this movie is I'm slowly becoming on the side of the shark here. Because people try to paint him as this horrible guy shark that needs to
be.
And, you know, I'm kind of with the shark on this one. You know, that's his home. That's where he swims. And all of these dirty, disgusting humans are just invading his territory.
I mean, he's the king of the ocean. I mean, it's like they say the lion's the king of the jungle. I mean, who's out there messing with a great white shark, especially one the size of Bruce, the shark in Jaws? Like, yeah, I do kind of see the point there. Now, yeah, he's getting a little bit close to shore here, which I also pointed out to you. It's funny in the scenes in Jaws, people are like 5 feet out from the shore, and it looks like the water is like 40 feet deep.
Just drops. The floor drops.
Yeah, which I wouldn't feel very comfortable if I was somebody in that water. That's for sure. Like, I do like when my feet can touch the ground. You know, I'm not going way out there, but it's like these people walk into the water, and all of a sudden it looks like they're in a 50-foot deep body of water. Yeah, you might be asking for trouble there.
Would you ever go cage diving into a pool of sharks?
Oh, absolutely not.
Really?
Absolutely not.
Even if you're in a cage and I tell you there's no way you're getting hurt, which I guess is never a guarantee.
Yeah, but I mean, you would have to guarantee that to me. But, yeah, like, okay, here, they're showing the scene now, and I know people are listening at home, but if you've seen Jaws, you know what we're talking about, the water like 50 feet deep. No, I mean, and you can call me any name you want on the text line or on the YouTube chat. No, I'm not getting put in a cage and getting put in a pool of great white sharks.
I got to be honest, I think I would. And I'm not somebody who does very extreme stuff. I think I would do it.
I think it would be funny if you could some way point out or like communicate with the sharks and be like, you know what? I don't think great whites are the best form of shark. And you like, you do your thing where you like piss off the sharks.
Get a debate going.
Yeah, and see how they would take it.
You know,
people have also pointed out that, and this is a good call, orcas, killer whales, they're able to take down great whites in
is that
most
true?
Cases.
Well, I guess the whale then is the king of the ocean.
Yeah.
Not the shark.
Yeah, I mean, I would be more fearful of a great white. Orcas to me don't look as scary, but I mean, I'm certainly no expert of the food chain in open waters, but no, I'm not going down in one of those cages. I always think that the line that Quint brings up in the movie, like he's making fun of Hooper's cage. You go in the cage goes in the water, you go in the water, shark's in the water. I don't want any part of that. Even if it's just one. You saw what that shark did to Hooper's cage.
It does amaze me, and not to get too off topic here, because I know, you know, buckos and everything else. It fascinates me that NASA, which always used to explore the ocean along with space, about 10 years ago decided they were done searching the waters and were going to solely focus on space. And now, God knows what's living in the depths of the ocean. Like, that to me is so unexplored territory that we should really be putting more attention into.
Yeah, there has to be some wicked stuff out there. That I do think is pretty wild. Like, we don't know. I forget what the percentage is, but like, it's like we are unknown to what is in 60% of the water. That's kind of terrifying to me. So who knows? Like, there could be something out there that's a lot scarier than a killer whale or a great white shark.
They say we've explored more of space than we have the ocean. So, I mean, God knows what's living in the water that we're all swimming in.
Yeah,
the beach.
Yeah, I think that's another fair point. Looking at some of the texts on the Pirates, what people would want to do with some guys at the trade deadline. A few people are calling for a Mitch Keller move to happen. I don't rule that one out. I would be surprised if they do it. I wouldn't be stunned silent if they do it. It would be a little bit surprising if they make the move because he's pitching better than what his record shows. He's certainly not a pitcher that should be 1-10. But again, that's another good example of why wins and losses are pretty irrelevant. People asking, why not keep IKF? Is the thought that by the time we have any chance of competing, he's older and not relevant? If that's the thought, why not deal Skeens while he has most value? I mean, IKF is a 30-year-old super utility man who has probably reached his peak offensively. Skeens is a player that could win multiple Cy Youngs. I think he's going to win one this year. I think he has a shot to be the first starting pitcher with a losing record to win one this season. So that's just kind of quickly why I would pivot from a player like IKF. Not to mention IKF is on an expiring deal, so you'd have to re-sign him and get him to come back here for the long haul. I agree, he's a nice player. One of the few guys they have in their lineup on a daily basis that is, you know, not irritating to watch. He puts together professional at bats. But if a team calls you and gives you a pretty good offer for a guy that will likely be gone after this season ends, a season that is already gone beyond repair, it only makes sense to make that move. Follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan. That's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at South Hills.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Kia. Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Brian Batko will join us on that in just about 20 minutes time. Get a little Steelers talk in. Not a ton of football talk this afternoon. I said that at the outset it would be heavier in terms of baseball. We will get into another baseball event that wrapped up over the weekend next hour. But we have Ben Cherington comments to get to. So really besides Batko, we will do the debrief. And I think those are the only two football-heavy segments that we will have through the rest of our show, leading you into Pirates pregame brought to you by Keystone custom apparel. The Pirates are in Milwaukee tonight. First pitch against the Brewers at 7:40. This is the PM Team Weekend Review. Dom, I will let you go first here and go through what you did over the weekend. You are in your early 20s. You're not yet 22. You will turn 22, what, later this summer?
Yeah, August.
So like right around the time you go back to Syracuse, you'll be 22. So you are at that point in life, and I tried talking to you and Austin about this at the Fan 5 Alarm event. I was explaining that you definitely have to take advantage of these years you have in your early to mid-20s, because not that you'll never go out again, but you'll hit that point when you're like 28, 29, like I'm 29 right now, and going out all night on a Saturday or a weekend is something that is few and far between at that point. So you got to take advantage of it now. So I'm sure you were just running around all over in the city. You were probably going out after I was already asleep.
Well, I hate to disappoint you, but this was the one weekend this summer that it was actually, it was pretty boring. So Saturday I produced here. Bob Pompeiani and I buried the hatchet together. We're now on good terms. And then afterwards, I took a nice long nap. And Saturday night, I was just talking to intern Jack about this. They were doing that jam on Walnut Street. They do
yes.
in, is it Southside or?
I always thought it was Shadyside.
Shadyside.
Yeah.
It was in Shadyside. And me and my buddies were thinking of, you know, do we go, do we not? But last time it was just way too crowded. And I was like, I'm not dealing with that. So we decided against it and just and stayed in. So it was a very low-key Saturday. And then Sundays, also very low-key. I'm working all this week, so I didn't want to get too crazy. Watched a horrible NBA Finals game last night, and then that was the end of the weekend.
Yeah, you've really been jumping all over that NBA Finals. And you really put a lot of weight on Game 7 as to why you think it was just a horrible series of basketball.
Well, the whole thing was, it made the whole series made it a terrible series, not just Game 7. But yeah, people, I mean, Dunlap was attacking me back in the back before the show, people on Twitter getting texts from friends. I don't know why people are defending this like it's their baby. It's a freaking postseason game, for crap's sake.
Well, now, you jumped on the entire series, and yeah, was Game 7 a letdown? Well, the best player for Indiana blew out his Achilles in the first quarter. And the way he was playing early, watching that, I'm thinking this game has a chance to be very good because Halliburton was on. He was 3-for-4 out of the gate. He had 9 points. And you need your best player to have a huge game if you're going to win a championship, let alone a Game 7 on the road. That's what Indiana was getting in the first chunk of minutes out of that game. And then just a freak thing, the guy blows out a major tendon in his, what, lower right leg. Yeah, that's going to put a damper on any game, I think. I mean, I can remember back, what was it, like 2019, that happened to Kevin Durant when he was in Golden State. We've seen, what, 3 Achilles tears in the NBA playoffs just this season, like Tatum. And, I mean, these are, Damian Lillard, I think he was another one. So there's 3 pretty close to, if not already, star players that are going to miss the majority of the next season because of Achilles injuries in these playoffs. I mean, yeah, Game 7 wasn't a classic. I still thought the Pacers hung in there longer than they would have. The moment he got hurt, I thought they're going to get their doors blown off. And besides the third quarter, where that was the big difference maker, it was a relatively even game. I mean, they went into the locker room and Indiana had the lead, which surprised me enough. Things fell off the wagon for them. I think TJ McConnell was like the only player for the Pacers to score in the entire third quarter. Credit to him, but his team just didn't have enough on their end. Yeah, not every game was a classic. Game 1 was a legit classic. Halliburton pulled one out of his hat again, and I thought the Pacers' whole playoff run was really good. I mean, yeah, it's not a team from New York against a team from Los Angeles. Do you really want that every single year?
Because
that was a lot of your argument against Colin back there. You were jumping all over that point of like, well, it's not two big market teams. The series sucks. And the presentation on each channel sucked. Like, that's not the player's fault either.
So the argument that I was making was, if you want to say the basketball itself was good, okay, I can hear that argument. Overall, I thought the finals sucked because, yes, it was two small market teams, which I know people hate when that is brought up, but it is a factor into this. It is two teams that I don't find particularly interesting. One of the games was close. The rest really weren't. Games 6 and 7 were both blowouts. There was no transcendent star like a LeBron, KD, or Steph. I get that SGA is great, and I get that Halliburton has become a superstar, but they're not on that level yet where they can raise everything else up. And the presentation on ESPN was terrible, and the ratings reflect this. I know you and Colin and everybody else wants to attack me. A lot of people must agree with me because the ratings have been all-time bad, and I guarantee you it will be the lowest-rated Game 7 in the history of sports. Guarantee it.
In the history of sports?
It's going to be up there, man.
No. Now, maybe in the history of the NBA, I don't know. It'll absolutely be higher than some NHL Game 7s.
You know what? Fair point. I take it back. It'll be the lowest rated Game 7 in the NBA. And this does not mean I dislike basketball, and it doesn't mean I don't know basketball. I hate when people say that on social media because people think they need to prove their ball knowledge by saying, well, I really enjoyed this playoffs and postseason. You just don't see what I see. No, I didn't enjoy it. I still love basketball. I didn't enjoy the finals.
See, and I have a bigger gripe. I mean, and not everybody has to love basketball. I mean, in this city, we have very few people that probably sit and watch all 82 games of a team's season because we don't have a team. And you can have a take of, yeah, I didn't think the finals were any good. I actually get more annoyed by the people that take such pride in telling me how much they hate basketball. Like, anytime we bring up an NBA topic, it's immediately like, oh, screw the NBA, I hate those guys, I won't watch a minute of them. That's annoying to me. And there's probably a very big underlying reason as to why that is, that I'm not going to get into. But it does bug me, like, the pride level that is taken to tell me that, yeah, I'll never watch the NBA. I wouldn't watch the NBA finals if they were in my backyard. I would. I think that'd be a pretty nice view to have if they were in my backyard. It's a little bit downhill and slanted, so they probably wouldn't play there. And the local tie with TJ McConnell, you're going to get people defending how the finals went. And that's okay. Like, I'm on the other side of that argument from you, Don, because when you have a city that doesn't have a team to root for, there can at least be some olive branch that is used to have interest in any of the games. And TJ McConnell is that. And that's okay. And you're going to rebuttal and say, take TJ McConnell out of the series and how many people watch. I understand that. But the fact that he was in the series and he was a big part of the series, some people would even say he was the Pacers' most consistent player besides Halliburton for the whole 7-game set. You can't just take away that fact and say, take that out and who watches it?
Understood, but it wasn't enough to save the overall NBA Finals. I thought it was a fascinating storyline with TJ McConnell. We had his dad on last Friday, so I was invested in that. But in the end, you know, one bench player isn't going to save the overall finals from being lifted up, even though he did a hell of a job, to be honest, especially last night.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to, like, not at least watch that in some sense, even if the series was a 4-game sweep in favor of the Thunder. You have to admit somewhere that it was pretty cool to see what TJ McConnell was actually able to do in some of these games. I mean, he actually hit some historical milestones for the NBA Finals, like first bench player to do like X, Y, and Z, which I think is pretty cool. I mean, the guy is from like 10 minutes down the road from where we're sitting right now. That's pretty cool.
It's cold, no doubt at all. I'm not saying it's not cool. I'm just saying it didn't save the finals from sucking.
Brian Batko joins us next. Brian covers the Steelers for the Post-Gazette. A good weekend review there. I knew Dom wanted to get his finals take off his chest in some way, shape, or form. So we got to it there. If we weren't going to reach it in the hodgepodge, we got to it in the weekend review.
Did you have a good weekend, Donnie?
I did. Finished up my vacation. You know, we got to visit my parents. As always, the two truths about vacation, it always goes way too fast. You don't want to leave at the end of it. The back half of the week flew by because the weather got very nice. It's kind of like what it is right now, and they don't live super far away. I mean, they live in Fenwick Island, so the temps in Delaware may be a little bit more mild than here. Like, I think it's going to reach 98 or 99 there tomorrow. But the nice thing is those people have an entire ocean or maybe a pool to cool themselves off. You might have a pool around here. Otherwise, you're going to have to hop in the Mon if you want to cool yourself off.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.